Radio Prague News.
The police have come out in force in Prague's historic Jewish quarter to prevent an illegal neo-Nazi march from going ahead. Earlier in the day, a number of right-wing extremists were arrested following a clash with police in Prague's Vysočany district. Two busloads of right-wing radicals allowed to cross into the Czech Republic from Germany on Saturday were closely monitored by police. ...1,400 police have come out in force in Prague's historic Jewish quarter as well as other parts of Prague on a day when right-wing radicals said they would go ahead with a march officially banned by the city. November the 10th marks the anniversary of the Nazi pogrom Kristallnacht, which targeted Jews in Germany in 1938. Prague City Hall made clear from the start it would break up any unauthorized demonstration. In the end, neo-Nazi extremists have not gathered in the numbers expected, nor have any tried to break through where police are stationed. Early Saturday evening, in a televised press conference, Prague Mayor Pavel Bem said that the police had done an exemplary job in preventing the march from going ahead. He also stressed that incidents of violence in areas of Prague throughout the day had been isolated. He said the police had the situation well under control. In related news, right-wing radicals at the edge of the historic Jewish quarter did clash briefly with anarchists near Prague's Faculty of Law building. Anarchists tried but failed to break through a police blockade on Prague's Batyská Street and were pushed back by riot police. The anarchists then clashed with neo-Nazis in hand-to-hand fighting, which lasted 10 minutes. Three people were reportedly injured. Earlier on Saturday, police clashed with around 100 right-wing extremists gathering in Prague's Vysočany district. Seven individuals were arrested in that incident. And in another, in Prague's Sokolovská Street, police arrested an additional 30 people carrying concealed weapons. The police found telescopic batons, homemade pyrotechnic devices characterized as highly dangerous, and edged weapons. Throughout the day, police also monitored two buses with around 150 right-wing extremists that were allowed to cross into the Czech Republic from Germany. According to a police official, officers searched the buses but found no legal reason to turn the demonstrators back. Earlier at a meeting on Saturday, Interior Minister Ivan Langer, together with the police president and others, discussed options, and the police agreed to use all lawful means possible to prevent the right-wing march from going ahead. I'm Jan Wellinger, and that's the news for now.
You're tuned to Radio Prague with me, Rosie Johnston. Coming up in today's programme, some of the more interesting stories that don't make the front pages in magazine. Soundcheck will help you learn a useful Czech phrase through a pop song. And later we'll be taking another chance to hear this week's edition of One on One. But before that, here's Daniela Lazarova with Magazine.
Parishioners at a Roman Catholic church in Fristadt, a small town in the eastern part of the Czech Republic, were in for a big surprise last Sunday when, instead of launching into his sermon, the priest told the congregation that he was leaving them because he had fallen in love and was planning to get married. The 39-year-old priest had been with them for 4 years and was extremely popular. He will now have to ask the Vatican to release him from his vows, which may take a couple of years, but is apparently not that unusual. Love must be in the air in that part of Moravia, because over the past 7 years, 5 priests have left the church in order to get married. Former deputy for the Civic Democratic Party invited television crews into his garage this week to see a miracle, the image of the Virgin Mary on his garage wall. Yuri Bili said the image had appeared overnight, and when he'd seen it, he'd suddenly realized that it was All Souls Day. The image on the wall does create the impression of the Virgin Mary, or at the very least a nun, and was created by a combination of dripping rainwater wet plaster and mould. The Virgin Mary made the primetime news, but Mr. Billy's garage has not become a pilgrimage site. Reports of sacred images are rare in this part of the world, although lumberjacks in Slovakia reported having found the image of the Virgin Mary on a log of wood some time ago. The log now has pride of place in a local church. Czech teenagers are playing a dangerous new game. Having tried riding on top of trains and hanging onto metro cars, some of them are now sleighing on Czech roads, pulled by a vehicle going at 60 kilometers an hour or more. Sparks fly as the wooden sleigh whizzes over the road, and at every turn the sleigh and riders swing into the path of oncoming vehicles before swinging back into their lane. "That moment of sheer danger is what makes it worthwhile," said a teenager who asked to remain in anonymity. The police have not caught anyone red-handed yet, but a group of teenagers were only too willing to demonstrate this latest craze to reporters. "It's a tragedy waiting to happen, but the kids doing it say everything that's worthwhile in life involves a risk." You won't see it anywhere else in the world. It's a crazy Czech sport, and it's called Woodkopf. For some reason, it has been given an international name, wood, as in plank of wood, and Kopf, as in head, in German. Two protagonists circle each other, balancing a plank of wood on their heads, and the idea is to knock off the other guy's plank before he manages to do the same to you. The protagonists look like two birds performing some ritual dance. Brute force is not involved, merely a good sense of balance. This bizarre sport was invented in 1992 and was thought to be a passing craze, but people are still playing it and having fun, including singer Daniel Hulka and actor Michal Dlohy. Last weekend, a group of theatre actors organised a Woodkopf tournament in the very centre of Prague, attracting many locals and tourists. Its proponents have a crazy dream. They would like to see Woodkopf included in the Olympic Games if Prague is successful in its bid to host the event in 2016. Social Democrat leader Jiří Paroubek and his wife are divorced, but Mr. Paroubek is still helping his wife's charity fund. Last weekend, a caricature of Jiří Paroubek sold for 50,000 crowns. Its author, popular cartoonist Stepan Mareš, said he would send the money to Mr. Paroubek's former wife Zuzana to be used for orphan children. The auction took place at the launch of a book of caricatures by the same author called Political Monsters. Contrary to what you might expect, politicians vied for a place in the book. Clearly, even a political monster is a better fate than failing to get noticed. It is not just Santa Claus who comes down the chimney, as the owners of a Mexican restaurant in Jatec could tell you. Last weekend, they got an unexpected visitor who whizzed down the chimney and settled down on a wooden shelf above the startled guests. An owl looking for a bit of warmth in the first cold nights of the season must have lost its footing and tumbled down the chimney straight into the restaurant. It seemed happy enough to stay, but was caught and shown out by members of the local fire brigade. Emergency crews around the country have started using a cute toy, a cuddly yellow dragon wearing a red far helmet, as a means of winning children's trust more easily. The idea came from a child psychologist, and firemen in Liberec, who got a few dozen, were so pleased with the effect the little dragon had on terrified children that they ordered dozens more. Now they're being used by road emergency crews and firemen around the country. They all say that communicating with children through the dragon, which is called Zachranáček or Lifesaver, saves precious minutes. Small children respond to directions more quickly and without panic. Firemen are called to emergencies involving children on average 2,000 times a year, and in the past it was always up to them to elicit a child's trust by speaking to them gently, promising a ride in a fire engine or a red helmet. Now it's all up to the little dragon, and he has become a fully fledged member of the team. No fire engine leaves the station without two or three of these toys in the cabin. In the 1960s and 70s, being left-handed was considered a handicap, something to be corrected as early as possible, and children who were inclined to use their left hand at school were told by the teacher to put it behind their back and practice with her right hand, because that was the correct hand to use. Today it makes no difference whether one is left or right-handed, but being left-handed can still make life a little difficult, because there are very few shops specializing in things like can openers for left-handed people. There's a single shop in Prague, and the father of two little left-handed girls recently opened one in Brno in order to be able to provide for their needs. Both shops sell mainly German goods, can openers, a vegetable peeler, learning accessories, and so on. Czech producers have not moved to fill this gap on the market yet, which is pretty amazing because, according to statistics, more than 1 million Czechs are left-handed, and now that there is no pressure on children to switch, their number is expected to grow.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to Radio Prague with me, Rosie Johnston. Now, as every Saturday, we've got a new Czech phrase for you in this edition of Soundcheck with Jan Willinger.
Welcome to Soundcheck, our Czech language series through music. In this edition, slang used by young people to describe partying. Slang any person in their late teens or early 20s who has ever gone clubbing or to a party in Prague will have used or come across. The song is by popular hip-hop group Gypsy.cz. The group sings, "To bude sakra mela." The word mela means a row. A mela can be a whirlwind of a fight, as in a barroom brawl. The word was even used in the translation of the title of the film Kung Fu Hustle, which in Czech they called Kung Fu Mela. The sense that Gypsy.cz or others use it in, though, suggests a blast of a party, or a bash, or a beano. Though not entirely without negative connotations, the same way that after every heavy party one can expect a hangover. The word mela is actually rather archaic, not used all that often. But a similar popular expression also used in the song by Gypsy.cz means pretty much the same. To bude maso. Maso, as you may know, is the Czech word for meat. And what it means is that something is going to be very heavy, perhaps a bit of a slaughter. Don't be surprised to hear teens on the tram or bus laugh and jostle each other in anticipation of a big night. To bude maso is quite common. Another similar, even more popular slang word is nářez, the root of which means to saw, as in wood, řezat, but it's also slang for a thrashing, nařezat. If you say, to bude nářez, it means you're preparing for a very cool night. But it can also be used in a negative sense in everyday life. If something doesn't turn out the way you expected, you flunk a high school or university exam, make a mess of a job interview, or fail your driving test, then you'll say, or you'll sigh and tell your friends or girlfriend, to build that a nájez. That was really bad. I really took a beating. Regarding partying, a successful night might be fondly remembered as To byla pařba. What a party that was. What a binge. Pařit is slang for boozing, and deme pařit, let's go drinking, is a familiar invitation among friends who've known each other for a long time. You probably wouldn't say it to your mother-in-law, though. Just close friends. Gypsy.cz also sing about the negative consequences of such evenings, not without wryness and humor. To bude maso is, after all, a figurative massacre. The band will grab its instruments and play all night, but tomorrow, as Gypsy.cz also made clear, well, tomorrow will be worse.
Thanks for that, Jan Vellinger. Now, in the final part of our programme today, it's time for one-on-one with Ian Willoughby. Today, Ian's guest is Petr Litoš.
From his office in the Prague district of Žižkov, Petr Litoš runs a company making mobile phone games for both the Czech and international markets. In fact, his firm Nostromo successfully exports mobile entertainment to the whole of Central and Eastern Europe, the former Soviet Union, Scandinavia and Turkey. When we met last week, I began by asking Petr Litoš to name some of the big international franchises his 30-strong team have worked with.
Lord of the Rings, that was the first one and very good for the track record. Since then, we have bought a couple of very nice licenses. The newest one is Shrek the Third, which we have for exclusively for the region of Central and Eastern Europe, including Russian-speaking countries. Garfield, that's our steady star. Like, everyone likes Garfield. Mr. Bean, we have worked with brands like James Bond. Plus, we never wanted to be considered a company that's buying the best of Hollywood or the best from UK, but also someone who is from this region and cares about this region. So we also have some very strong local or regional brands in our portfolio, which are Pat and Matt, the Czech-based animation or Czech-originated animation. And another one is Nupagadi in Počkej Zajíci from Russia. So that's the mix we have.
How technologically difficult is what you do, and why aren't more people doing it? I think there aren't many firms in the Czech Republic doing what you do.
Well, one thing is that the sector isn't that big. I mean, big IT. You probably have much larger projects, or not probably. You have much larger projects there. The industry globally is a rather small industry, which is developing, starting to be bigger and bigger, but still. So you only have a limited number of firms in each country, including Central and Eastern Europe and Czech Republic. The difficulties, it's definitely different to what you can do with servers or client PC stations or something like that, because nowadays, our new game has to support more than 750 different mobile phones. Means that we are doing about 120, 150 versions of a game. Some of them are pretty similar, but some of them are very different. And you have to handle problems like slow processors and small amount of memory in handsets, mostly in big IT development. If you have slow processors, you have a lot of memory, or vice versa. In mobiles, you don't have the power, you don't have memory. And almost always you have some tricky bugs that the handset manufacturers implanted. Of course, I don't think they wanted to, but they did. And we have to find some workarounds. So it's very, very different. It's very fragmented nowadays.
What is the secret of doing well in your business? I think it's fair to say Nostromo is doing well. What's the secret of success?
Well, if I would only know, but you definitely have to be fast. You have to focus very much. There are so many opportunities in mobile. It's a buzzword. Everyone here, even big FMCGs, are starting to think about what they can do with mobile, how to use mobile to promote, I don't know, Coca-Cola, whatever. But there are those opportunities, but we need to do what we are doing, which is mobile entertainment, including games. Not looking to the left, not looking to the right, doing what we do. So that's it.
Tell us, or maybe even list, please, the territories that Nostromo operates in, and how does a company from the Czech Republic get into those territories? How has it happened for you?
We very, very much position ourselves as someone who's really strong in Central and Eastern Europe, which was always our plan. We thought that those emerging markets, which were not that crowded at some point, they are much more crowded now, but 3 years, 4 years ago, it wasn't that bad. Then we always treated this as our region, as our territory. So nowadays we have headquarters here. We have a dedicated salesperson in Warsaw, Poland, another one in Moscow, Russia, and a half-timer down in Croatia. We really very much cover the Central and Eastern Europe, so everything east of Germany. Plus, in some cases, like we have Garfield, the movie rights, for the whole of the world, then of course we sell in Latin America, in Asia, in the US, which was very tough. We do that, but the territory is Central and Eastern Europe.
And again, how hard have you found it to get into those markets?
Well, you really have to have a good portfolio, and then I wouldn't say it's easy then, but it helps you a lot. So the brands we always had, it's something that opens door. But then you have to perform. So opening door is one thing, but then you have to have internal processes and things like that, that you meet needs of your clients. And our clients, our major clients, are carriers. Nowadays, we work directly with 21 carriers within the territory. Each of them is different. Each of them have different expectations, different timing. And we have to find a way how to orchestrate everything internally to be able to do things like launching Shrek simultaneously in 20 countries. We had to make it at the time of the premiere.
Is there anything about the Czech Republic that explains your success here? For instance, are there more graduates in this area, or are there any reasons why Prague, why the Czech Republic?
Well, in the mobile sector, what's very important is that the Czech Republic always was a very, very developed market compared to countries in the Eastern Bloc. We very, very quickly reached 100% penetration of mobile devices, and especially Eurotel was a carrier pioneering a lot of different technologies, even from a global point of view. So that was a great testing ground. So what works here, we can I wouldn't say very easily, but we can very nicely implement in places all around. So Czech Republic is strategically good. It's also good from the point that I have never met a partner who's not willing to come to Prague to have a meeting here, have a beer here. Prague has a very good name. I believe it would be much, much worse inviting them to Warsaw or some other place. On the other hand, nowadays, a lot of global companies, regional companies have their development teams or in Prague, or is building their new development teams here. So there is so big demand for IT engineers, for programmers, etc., that we also are thinking about like having another team somewhere else, because it's very, very tough these days.
Willoughby's interview with Petr Litoš brings us to the end of today's show here on Radio Prague. Don't forget, we welcome all opinions and queries. Our email address is english@radio.cz, and the postal address is Vinohradská 12, 12099 Prague, the Czech Republic. So, from myself, Rosie Johnston, and all of us here at Radio Prague, thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of your weekend. Goodbye.
Ici Radio Prague, programme en langue française des émissions internationales de la radio tchèque, Onde Courte. Pour bénéficier d'une agréable réception, voici la grille de nos horaires en temps universel et fréquence en kilohertz. Sept heures vingt-sept, 5930, 7345, Europe. 8h30, 8h57, 9860, 11600, Europe. 14h30, 14h57, 11600, 13580, Europe, Afrique du Nord. 17h30, 17h57, 5930, 15710, Europe, Afrique Centre. 19h30, 19h57, 5930, 9430, Europe, Afrique. 23h, 23h27, 5930, 7345, Amérique du Nord. Nous vous invitons à l'écoute sur le web. Pour cela, veuillez vous connecter au site www.radio.cz/français. Radio Prague est aussi sur le satellite. Vous trouverez toutes les informations sur notre site www.radio.cz/français.